This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Here we go. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
Really good. Good. I'm glad to be broadcasting with you, Dr. Sheely. Let me say that Alex is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Class, if you'd like to call in and chat with Dr. Sheely, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. If you'd like to listen to us on your telephone, which many do, 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. Dr. Sheely, I'm so glad to be broadcasting with you today. Is there anything that you'd like to start the broadcast with?
Whatever you're up to. The field is open.
Okay. Well, I'd just like to say this, that I was reading an article last week about multiple car crash in Missouri. And 41 vehicles were involved. Well, Missouri is in the contest, but Missouri was beaten badly over the weekend by Wisconsin. Team Wisconsin beat Missouri with a 131 vehicle crash.
Wow.
Yes. Now,
unreal.
Absolutely unreal. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this is I was trying to figure out, you know, how this is all going to end. And I believe that it is the sum of our individual greed plus the sum of our individual stupidity. You put all that together, and this is how it's going to end. So if you have 41 vehicles crashing into each other, you know, it starts with one vehicle hitting another one, or one vehicle hitting something, and then bang, 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 and within a couple of minutes, you've got 41 vehicles piled up in a crash. Well, it's 131. Now, it was snowing in both of those cases. And that tells me that the simple reasons for this crash, there are only a few in my mind. One is people were going too fast for the conditions, or they are out driving their visibility. They're going faster than they can react and the vehicle can be controlled. That's one. The next one is they have the wrong equipment for those conditions, meaning they've got banana skins for tires instead of tires that have tread that can handle the ice and the snow or the rain and the sleet, whatever the condition may be. Another condition would be that they're distracted. They're just not paying attention. That could be cell phones, texting, tweeting, reading the newspaper, whatever they're doing when they're behind the wheel. Another one is that the drivers or operators of the vehicles just aren't skillful enough to be out there in those conditions. Those are the four main things that I can think of that would cause this. But every single one of them, every single one of those reasons can be prevented, in my mind. If they're not skillful enough, they need to be more skillful. And if they're not skillful enough, they have no business being there. Number two, there's no reason why they can't be not distracted. When I'm driving or operating or piloting a vehicle, and someone's trying to distract me, look, 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 look over there, look over there. I don't do it. I don't get distracted by people who are passengers in my vehicle. I don't get distracted by the radio and boom, boom, boom of whatever it is that they call music today. I don't have the wrong equipment. I don't go out and drive with banana skins on the ice or snow. and I don't drive faster than I believe I can control my vehicle. Dr. Shuley, do you think that this is a sample, a microcosm of how we're going to go down by,
yes,
by the, yes,
the loss of absolute common sense? Yes. Everything you said is simple. You know, IQ of 90, common sense.
Dr. Shuley, am I correct in that you have to have an IQ of about 70 not to wet your pants?
Yes, you're darn close. You know, anything below 90, you're in trouble.
Well, I'm just stunned. And here are the statistics of this particular car crash, vehicle crash. 131 vehicles involved in Wisconsin. 71 people were treated at local hospitals. 66 of them have been released. 5 admitted to hospitals for injuries. 1 dead. And I really believe that if it's not that hard to check the weather report, it's not that hard to hop on the internet, and people have smartphones, they can even get the weather on their smartphones. If there are conditions that are unsafe, why risk it? Why? And when I'm out there, Dr. Shuley, my concern, and this may sound self-centered, I don't mean it to be. I mean this to be a lesson. My concern is not for my behavior. My concern is other people's behavior. Let me give you an example. Yesterday, Mrs. Finelli and I were coming back from shopping. And it was a 20-something mile one-way trip. And there was a Jeep that was jacked up and the wheel was removed. And as I was approaching, I couldn't tell if there was a person trying to change the tire or not. Pulled off a little bit off the road, but still where that vehicle could be grazed by another vehicle coming past it. And I would have helped that guy, except there was nobody there. But the place where he... But the place where he stopped was not safe, because we could have been killed by some person, you know, texting, driving distracted, approaching us. It was a really bad situation. Now, why anybody would stop there is beyond me. Why not pull over farther, get off the road farther? I mean, and it would, there was plenty of room to move over farther, off the road farther. But I don't think I would have helped that guy by getting out there, or gal, whoever it was, where that vehicle was. Because, not that I didn't want to, but because of the craziness and the distractions and the carelessness of the other drivers going by. Have you seen situations where you see the absence? Well, I mean, this is a total loss of common sense from whoever was involved.
Now, by the way, I just looked it up, and interestingly, 26% of all people have an IQ below 90, and 10% even below 80.
Can you say that again, please?
26%, basically just over a quarter of Americans and people apparently throughout the world have an IQ below 90. That means that only essentially 75% of people come in with a normal brain function.
Wow. Those are staggering numbers. That sounds, Dr. Shuley, that sounds to me, correct me if I'm wrong, that those 26% are going to need help from the 74%.
You got it. And yet, having an IQ below 90 certainly doesn't preclude your being able to get a driver's license.
Right. Right. When our children were growing up, I'm talking about before the age of 10, Mrs. Finelli and I discussed them having four-wheeled vehicles, motorcycles. So we bought Honda Z50Z or Z50. I'm not sure which one it's called. But it's this little tiny motorcycle that a young person, maybe 5 years old, could ride and still put his or her feet on the ground. It was a three-speed automatic clutch, but you had to shift it. And it had hand brakes and foot brakes, and so it had everything that a full-fledged motorcycle would have, except it had an automatic clutch. So in order to shift, you would just reduce the throttle and then shift it and then increase the throttle. And it worked great. And the reason that I bought this thing used, I think it was $300. The reason I bought it was it came with a helmet, and it was low to the ground, and I wanted all of our children to experience traction, a lack of traction, the necessity for balance, the necessity for planning where you're going. And they rode around, they didn't ride on the road, but they rode around on the farm, all over the fields. They would hop on it and check the cows. And I thought it was a great way for our children to learn. And because of that, I believe they are way safer drivers than others might be who just get behind the wheel of young people. And what do their parents do? They buy them a new Mustang or a new Camaro or a new Dodge Challenger or some real fast car, which makes absolutely no sense to me.
Well, first, second, third, you were prepared parents. And me, all parents. In fact, you shouldn't even go near having a child unless you're smart enough, wise enough, and, I don't know, at least conscientious enough to take care of those kids and raise them properly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I totally agree with what you've just mentioned. Dr. Shealy, there is a story that I was reading about the implants, and I'm talking about body implants for vanity. So if a woman's doesn't feel that, well, it's just she had a child and she just needs to change her shape from what it is to what she wants it to be, these people have gotten really sick, or some of them have gotten deathly ill when these, and we've talked about this before, when these implants leak. Can you, we're going to be going into a break. Can you share with us your medical thoughts about implants, silicone implants, saline implants, what happens when they leak, why
absolutely.
They should, all of the considerations that people should think about before they decide whether to have one or not. And the answer to have one or not is really simple. I mean, that's really easy to figure that one out, especially when we hear what Dr. Shealy has to say. Norm Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. Norm, SHEALY.com. We'll be right back.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's 7-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Norman Sheila is with us, and we're talking about this woman, this mother who got breast implants to fix her mom bod, whatever a mom bod is, and she suffered horrific reactions, including shedding her skin, hair loss, muscle spasms, weight loss, seizures. And they say it was 16 months of this. But she's healthy again after she had these implants removed. And this was an article on dailymail.co.uk. Dr. Sheely, should we get these things?
Well, let's face it. We know that the original silicone so-called implants led to a significant incidence of various autoimmune diseases. Lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, and all kinds of others. I actually saw almost 100 patients back when I did a special evaluation of that over 25 years ago. And every one of the ones I saw with silicone implants had serious biochemical and clinical evidence of an autoimmune disease. In other words, it is the height of ignorance, stupidity, serious damage.
Okay, so Dr. Sheely, I just went on to read a little bit more of this article, and this is quite stunning. More than 50,000 women have joined Facebook groups for breast implant illness, saying they have experienced the same thing. The same thing is muscle spasms, shedding skin, hair loss, weight loss, seizures. 50,000 women have joined Facebook groups for breast implant illness, saying they have experienced the same thing.
Oh, yeah. I suspect it's, of course, much higher than that.
Well, and then
the
it says...
The others are too stupid even to join.
Mm-hmm. Silicone implants were off the U.S. market from 92 to 2014 over fears they could leak, break, cause cancer, and, as you mentioned, cause autoimmune diseases. So, Dr. Shuley, what happens if one of these... First of all, it's a foreign body, right? What happens when any foreign body is inserted into the body, whether it be a screw, a plate, a wire?
Well, the immune system goes wape. You know, it wants to say, what the hell are you doing here?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that, and that's for every type of foreign
anything.
Body?
Anything. Oh, yeah. Now, I mean, obviously some things are well tolerated, but...
So we're talking about if you have a hernia repair with a piece of mesh, plastic mesh or steel mesh.
And by the way, quite a huge number of those developing serious inflammatory illnesses.
Okay. How would somebody know if they have a serious inflammatory illness?
Well, it could be anything. Anything from swelling of your joints, rashes, problems with digestion, you know, a weak system where you get frequent colds and flu, that kind of thing.
Hmm. And so, all right, so I'm trying to figure this out, Dr. Shuley, what you've just said, mechanically. So if a piece of mesh is put in to a person who had a hernia to keep that those organs in place, and the muscle grows around that piece of mesh, right?
Right.
Then what happens if they say, if the medical profession says, you know what, that's really causing inflammation, we have to take it out. How do they take it out?
Well, they can take it out, and that may help the problem, but it might cause more problems because in taking it out, you're going to leave some behind.
Wow.
You can't literally take everything you put in the body out.
Wow. So, what is your advice to someone who, a woman who says, you know what, my chest isn't what I want it to be. I could go and, you know, have this procedure done and have some implants done, and I'll be a new woman. What's your advice to that person?
Check your IQ. You just proved to me you have an IQ below 90.
There you go. Dr. Shuley, I'll be right back.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is set to travel Monday afternoon to Vietnam, where he will meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on Wednesday and Thursday. The president says he doesn't want to rush North Korea on the denuclearization issue and that he's happy as long as the North doesn't test any more nukes. The president's son, Donald Trump Jr., on Fox News, talking about the meetings.
Listen, I think he's going to do what he does best. I mean, he's going to negotiate for the American people. I mean, you know, he's made incredible strides and progress in terms of just eliminating some of this nuclear proliferation, the testing that's been going on.
The House will likely vote on a resolution to block President Trump's national emergency declaration at the southern border. Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois just got back from his National Guard duty on the border, and he says,
"We saw a lot of drugs. We saw a lot of human trafficking. I've seen it. By the way, I've done 3 prior border deployments, all under President Obama."
USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot?
Well, today you've got your.
Take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, Dr. Norman Shuler is with us. NormShuler.com, Marken, Illinois. Welcome, Marken, Illinois.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Dr. Shealy, I've had a hernia since 2009 in my belly button, and I've been in some stressful situations since then, and I think it's made it actually worse. I went to the VA down in Danville, Illinois, and when I was in Indiana, and 2017, I think it was, and they ran me through all kinds of tests and stuff like that, and they said, well, your fat is in your, you know, because I've got a gut, and they said, well, your fat is in your, you know, in that part of your hernia, holding it, you know, holding it so your guts are not, you know, going into it. And three out of five people that I've talked to, and I don't like to talk to a lot of people about it, but three out of five people that I've talked to that had hernias have had multiple surgeries, more than once, more than twice, three times, maybe four. And that's like three out of five. And I'm really reluctant, but I know that I do know the medical, conditions that can develop through that. But I'm just really reluctant to have surgery because, you know, in the hospital, they misdiagnose you for a lot of stuff, too.
Well, if you
I'm
have
just reluctant to be in there.
If you have significant obesity, especially in the abdomen, I would not have the surgery until you lose the weight.
I'm going to lose the weight. I'm about 6'3" and a half, and I know my weight should be like about 225 pounds, so I'm probably about 30 pounds overweight.
Then I would lose 35 pounds before I consider surgery.
But would you consider the surgery at all? Because I'm really...
Well, how big is the hernia?
It's pretty big. I mean...
And I would definitely lose the weight and consider the surgery. Because one of the problems with a hernia anywhere is it can so-called strangulate. In other words, under any circumstance, it can suddenly lose its blood supply, and that's a serious emergency.
Yeah, I understand that. I was wanting to, I think about what she said, because I was actually thinking about talking to you about this today before you even brought it up. And so I thought, well, I'm going to call in then because you brought it up first. But I'm wondering about how far has it come? How far have they made much more advances on this, you know, this implant for this mesh than they did, you know, 10 years ago?
I can't answer that. I don't know. I know that it has been changed. But how good the change is, how free of it causing inflammatory or immune problems, I don't know.
Okay. And the other thing I had was about eyes. You mentioned something months back ago about cataracts in people's eyes. Even if you don't have cataracts, that oil that you mentioned that you get at CVS stores, what was the name of that oil?
Castor oil, used in United States Pharmacopeia. Castor oil.
Castor oil?
Castor, C-A-S-T-O-R. The old-fashioned laxative. But you get the United States Pharmacopeia, and you just put one drop in each eye at bedtime.
Now, even if you don't have cataracts, will that help your
Well,
eyes?
As a matter of fact, in January, I had my first eye exam in 40-some-odd years, and according to the optometrist, actually, I have early cataracts. He said everybody gets early cataracts sooner or later. And so I have no symptoms from it, but about 6 weeks ago now, I started putting one drop of USP castor oil in each eye at bedtime because I told him when I come back in March or April, I'm going to have them dissolved.
But how old are you in your 80s? Are you in your 80s?
80s, 86.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah, that's a lot. That's maybe it'll be 100, huh?
Well, I believe that we should all do everything we can to get rid of problems and prevent them.
Okay. Well, all my blood work and everything is good as far as my everything in my body. The only thing I've got holding me back, and it holds me back from getting a job because if somebody finds out I got a hernia, they'll let me go. And that's happened a couple of times, too. So, it's kind of hard for me right now. And I've been rolling it around with this idea, but, you know, a surgery. But then when I heard you this morning, I thought, well, I don't know. Maybe it just seems like there's too many cons to the surgery. Then there's so much stuff can happen in the hospital, too.
Well, it's true, but you have to take a chance to find the best surgeon you can, and that's where I would go for it.
Okay. Dr. Shealy, all right. Thank you, then.
But Mark, before you go, I've got a couple comments. Dr. Shealy, is there a preference in your mind as to the timing of surgery? For example, first operation of the morning, midday, last operation of the day. Does that make a difference in your mind, Dr. Shealy?
Again, in my opinion, the first operation of the day or the second one would be best.
Because of fatigue of the surgeon and the team?
Well, and just cumulative hectic stuff, if you will.
Okay. Mark, there's another point I'd like to address, and you were talking about castor oil, and you mentioned castrol. Now, those are two different things. Castrol, C-A-S-T-R-O-L,
is
a company. that's a company that makes motor oil for cars. We're not talking about that.
No, I understand. You're saying castor. Okay.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that in case somebody was racing by the radio when they heard this, we are not talking about putting motor oil in your eye. Okay.
Okay. Well, I actually knew I made a mistake when I mispronounced the word, so I apologize for that.
Okay. Anything else, Mark?
No, I just wanted to check those two things out. Thank you.
All right. One last thing. There has been a recall of mesh that has been used in hernia repairs, okay? And there are complications that are related to hernia repairs with surgical mesh, and they've been reported to the FDA, and they've been associated with the recalled mesh, so that are no longer on the market. But the symptoms are pain, infection, reoccurrence, adhesion, obstruction, perforation, and flu-like symptoms.
I have another question. If you did go in to get the surgery, a person went in to get it, what would be the good countermeasures that you would want to have in your medicine cabinet to counteract anything that might come down the road?
Well, I would want to be sure that I was taking 25 milligrams of B-complex, at least 1,000 or 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C, and 10 milligrams of astaxanthin, the strongest form of vitamin A. Everybody should be doing that as an adult forever.
Okay. And that's per day or per week?
Per day.
Okay. And what was that last one you mentioned? Vitamin A, right?
Well, it's astaxanthin, A-S-T-A-X-A-N-T-H-I-N. There are a dozen different forms of vitamin A. Astaxanthin is the strongest.
Okay. And how much of that?
10 milligrams is a basic, amount.
How about if you're taking a good multivitamin? I mean, not something from Walmart or something like that, but I mean a good...
Well, I just check it. Is it 25 milligrams of B1, B2, B3, and B6?
Okay. And what is B5? Is that something... what is that, B5?
Well, actually there are about 15 different Bs, but I always start with B1, 2, 3, and 6. Those are the most critical.
Okay.
But all of them are important.
Okay. And how about the, I got one more question, the cod liver oil. I've heard a lot of people mention, taking cod liver oil.
I don't like that because if you take too much of that, you can actually have severe headache problems. That's why I prefer plain old vitamin D3 for someone your weight, 50,000 units, 50,000 units once a week forever.
Okay. Okay. All right. But you don't recommend any cod liver oil, huh?
No. Don't need it.
Okay.
Dr. Shealy, I've got a question about cod liver oil. For probably 40 years or more, I've been taking cod liver oil. There was a man on the radio by the name of Dale Alexander. This was back in the 60s. And he called himself the cod father with a C-O-D. And he recommended cod liver oil. But I can tell you that my experience is if I took too much cod liver oil, my nose would bleed when I bent over. Does that jive with your thinking?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So there's the thought. And I can tell you from my experience, it made my skin very oily, extremely oily. But on the other hand, I don't have any wrinkles at 67.
Hey, I'll take a little oil.
So, Dr. Shirley, do you think there's a correlation between me not having wrinkles and taking cod liver oil for so long? Now, I did not take a lot. I don't want you to think that, Glass, I don't want you to think I took, you know, 2 tablespoons a day.
You know, obviously, there's so many things involved. It's not just cod liver oil or vitamin D or whatever. It's genetics and total lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say it's probably closer to genetics.
Okay. All right. Mark, anything else you'd like to discuss with Dr. Norman Shealy?
Oh, no, that's all. Thank you.
Mark, thanks so much for being with us today.
Bye-bye.
There goes Mark. Okay, so back to breast implants, Dr. Shealy. There's saline-filled breast implants and silicone-filled. The answer is, doesn't matter what they are, don't do it. Is that where we are?
Well, I think that the thing that holds the saline in is still silicone.
Okay,
in other words,
you're
it's
about that?
Filled with liquid silicone, but it's made out of some kind of plastic.
Yes. Okay, so the answer is no?
Yeah.
No.
First of all,
my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Weight, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com. We were talking about hernias, and what I understand is that there's been a recall of this PhysioMesh, PhysioMesh, or another company's brand model, if you will, called C-Cure. And the companies that made these are Ethicon, E-T-H-I-C-O-N. That's a subsidiary of Johnson & Johnson.
If it's Johnson & Johnson, I wouldn't trust them to tell me the time of day.
And that was the next point. That's the next point, yes. They made PhysioMesh, and there's a company called Atrium, A-T-R-I-U-M, Medical Corporation. They're the manufacturers of C-Q-U-R, and they are currently under recall due to patient complications, which we've been talking about. So I wanted to mention those two brand names. So, class, I would suggest you consider doing the following. If you've had a hernia, you might want to call your doctor or hospital and find out if you have a mesh that has been subject of recall or other concerns. Would you agree with that, Dr. Shealy?
Oh, absolutely. Especially okay. If you have any symptoms of that you're not totally healthy.
Okay. And you mentioned J&J or Johnson & Johnson. Now, when I was growing up, Dr. Shealy, Johnson & Johnson was the name you could trust. Well, not so much, right? Because there's an article on Daily Mail that says, Feds step in to investigate cancer risks of baby powder. Justice Department subpoenas Johnson & Johnson after leaked documents suggest talc, which is talcum powder, which is Johnson & Johnson's baby powder product, was tainted with asbestos, and executives of Johnson & Johnson knew about it. 13,000 people are suing the firm complaining talc gave them cancer. Now, so we're talking about 13,000 people with cancer are involved in a suit against Johnson & Johnson, or J&J.
Well, in the 70s, Johnson & Johnson surreptitiously, if you will, bought the first TENS or trench-case electrical nerve stimulating company in order to take it out of business. And a lawsuit eventually occurred in the late 70s to early 80s, and they were taken to federal court, and it was proven that Johnson & Johnson and its subsidiary literally bought StimTech in order to destroy TENS itself. The jury awarded $75 million to the founders of StimTech. It was settled out of court eventually, but that's how dishonest I think Johnson & Johnson is.
What Dr. Sheila's talking about is like that story that you heard, you know, from your grandfather, your father, many years ago about, hey, there's a new carburetor developed in the early 30s or maybe the 20s or maybe the 40s that would get 100 miles per gallon, and it was bought so it would not hit the market. That's the kind of story we're talking about, right, Dr. Sheila?
Yeah, yeah. Johnson & Johnson is evil, evil, evil.
Mm-hmm. And I know for a fact that my mom put Johnson's baby powder on me when I was a baby. I know that for a fact. I can still smell it all these years. And I'm wondering how many of us have inhaled that baby powder, you know, during the...
The majority of Americans.
Yes. Been all over, right, Dr. Sheila?
Oh, yeah.
So... What are your thoughts about if a product is made by Johnson & Johnson? As a whole, do we look at the company as an evil company and we just avoid all their products? Or do we...
If possible.
Okay.
Yeah, bankrupt them by not buying.
Okay. We come back, Dr. Sheila, after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. I'd love to go discuss your book, which I just... bought a copy for one of our children. It's called The Illustrated Encyclopedia of Healing Remedies. Over 1,000 natural remedies for the prevention, treatment, and cure of common ailments and conditions. This book was written 21 years ago. It is probably, if you're going to buy one book and only one book in your life, I think this should be it. That's how impressed I am. I've got it in front of me, and Dr. Sheila and I will talk about it. You'll be impressed. We'll be right back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.